Welcome to episode 110 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're staying steady on our course to visit the seven wonders of the Middle Ages by taking a look at the Hagia Sophia. The Hagia Sophia can be found today in Istanbul, not Constantinople. It has had a long and storied history, first as a Christian cathedral and then as an Islamic mosque. Construction on the building finished in 537. The big wonder of this wonder is the dome. If you look at the dome structures before the Hagia Sophia, you'll see that all of them were round. They simply didn't have the technology to put a dome, a round dome, over a square building. Look, for example, at the Pantheon in Rome, a round building with a round dome. What's unique about the Hagia Sophia is that it has a square footprint, but still manages to have a dome on it. This was the first building in history to do so. It's called a pendentive dome. Since it was the first building to support such a feature, there was a bit of trial and error involved. When the dome was first put on top of the building, the walls of the whole structure started to lean out. This was thanks to shoddy construction crews. They were using brick and mortar to build the wall, but they ended up using more mortar than brick, leading to a weak structure. On top of that, the construction workers didn't let the mortar dry before they started putting the next layer of bricks on, leading to an almost cataclysmic finale to the building. To fix the problems, the workers had to redo pretty much every wall in the building so that they were vertical and up to code. Interesting to think that one of the most spectacular wonders of the Middle Ages almost wasn't. Thanks for tuning in to episode 110 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow for the final day of looking at middle age wonders. No, not that kind of middle age. We'll finish off by skipping to Italy to look at the Leaning Tower of Pisa.